traces come back to. Kind of a wood block that they attached to. Do you remember what they what people call that?
Double tree.
And if you just had one of them, it'd be a...
Well, it'd be a single tree.
Do you remember what people would call the outside edge of a wagon wheel?
The outside of a wagon wheel?
The outside edge of a wagon wheel.
Yeah, I'll try. Why can't I think of it? Yeah, I know what you mean. And then the iron bolt comes over the top to hold them together, you know. Spokes was in there, went down there.
Would they call it the rim of the wheel?
Hmm?
Would they call it the rim?
Rim, yeah, that's right. They was in a kind of a, that round shape, you know, and they went over and then this arm container that hold them together was put on. Lots of time in the summertime and all, it gets so dry you'd have to wire the wheel onto the wheel, no. It'd run off. Gets so dry and all.
What did you call the piece that the wheels turned on?
Axle. Yeah.
You know, when a farmer was getting ready to plant his crops, what did you call the thing that he used to break the ground up with?
Turning plow.
Were there different types?
Yeah, yeah. Different sizes. Some of them are grown maybe 8, 10, 12 inches, and then others would run maybe 15 or 18 inches. Had their mold boards and then turn the ground bottom side up.
Was there anything that he used to break up the ground real fine?
Real fine? Well, a harrow, use a harrow to after lots of time and breaking it, break up in clods and then run over it with a harrow and that would pulverize the clods and all and make it. Lots of time the rain would be sufficient and all to smooth it down and all. But if it didn't, well, take a harrow and weight a hair down maybe with a lot of rocks or something or other to hold it down to where it would mash all and make it smooth. Get on it and ride it yourself. Put a board across there and get on and ride it yourself.
Have you ever seen these wooden frames that carpenters use? The ends of them kind of shaped like this?
Yeah. Carpenter horses.
Or have you ever seen something kind of like that except it was shaped like this?
Yeah.
You could put a log in the middle and cut it off?
Yeah. Yeah, forked that way, you know, and all. I don't know now what we did call it. But I know what you're talking about.
Did they call them wood racks?
Wood rack, that's right.
That's what it was.
Put it in there and